Let me do this now, though. Oh, did I cancel my therapy? I did. I canceled it. Here we go. Here's my dream from last night. I'm at the Air America Radio Holiday Party. Everyone's milling around, drinking, swapping filthy sex stories about Doug Krieger, that kind of thing. I make my way to the buffet table, where there's an ice sculpture of Marty Kaplan. Very nice. Gathered around her, all my co-workers drinking the punch, so I have some. Hey, not bad. So I see Randy Rhodes, and she says to me, well, Mark, it looks like President Bush won the election fair and square. I guess we can just move on from all this recount business. This freaks me out a little. And just then, everyone starts talking at once, and Al Franken says, the veterans really are getting a fair shake from President Bush. I hope I get an invite to his inaugural. And Janine Garofalo says, Bush is so smart, and he and Laura are a much cooler couple than Spike Jones and Sofia Coppola. And Wayne Gilman says, you know, Gondi Rice is not a Tom, not even close. And Liz Winstead says, Bush has got my mandate. And Rachel Maddow says, Bush has been so good for the gay community. And Chuck D says, yeah, and he really knows his hip-hop. Bush is way blacker than Bill Clinton. I take a drink and find myself saying, the Iraq war is going great. We really are safer. My head starts spinning. What's happening? Then I connect the dots. The punch. Rove got to the punch. I see Riley, and he's just about to take a big drink. I dive in front of him sideways and knock the cup out of his hand. Just before I blacked out, I managed one word. Tainted. They rushed me to the hospital and pumped my stomach. As I was coming to, a worried nurse loomed over me and said, Mr. Marin, are you all right? Say something. Say something. The neocon, death cult, crystal fascist zombie brigade. That was a close one. I woke up and my bed was filled with Nilla wafers.